This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister of New Zealand Christopher Luxon will arrive in New Delhi this afternoon on a five-day visit to India. He will be accompanied by a high-level delegation, including ministers, senior officials, businesses, media and members of the Indian diaspora community. External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold talks with his New Zealand counterpart tomorrow, covering various aspects of India-New Zealand relations. Mr. Luxon will attend the inaugural session of the 10th Raisina Dialogue 2025 as the chief guest and deliver the keynote address. He will also call on President Draupadi Murmu at the Rashtrapati Bhavan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the Raisina Dialogue 2025 with his New Zealand counterpart Christopher Luxon in New Delhi tomorrow. The 10th edition of the Raisina Dialogue has been held from tomorrow till the 19th of March. The Raisina Dialogue is India's premier conference on geopolitics and geoeconomics, committed to addressing the most challenging issues facing the global community. Every year, leaders in politics, business, media and civil society converge in New Delhi to discuss the state of the world and explore opportunities for cooperation on a wide range of contemporary matters. The conference is hosted by the Observer Research Foundation in partnership with the Ministry of External Affairs. NASA astronauts Anne McLean and Nicole Ayers, along with Japan Aerospace Exploration Agency astronaut Takuya Onishi and Roscosmos cosmonaut Kirill Peshkov, entered the International Space Station shortly after opening the hatches between the space station and the SpaceX Dragon spacecraft at 11:05 a.m. Indian time. They were welcomed by the Expedition 72 crew, including NASA astronauts Indian-American Sunita Williams, Nick Hague, Dawn Petit, and Butch Wilmore, as well as Roscosmos cosmonauts Alexander Gorbunov, Alexei Ovchinin, and Ivan Vagner. Earlier, the SpaceX Dragon spacecraft, which launched from Texas on Friday, reached the ISS at 9:35 a.m. Indian time. With this mission, Sunita Williams and Butch Wilmore are just one step away from Earth, as they will soon travel back to home after being stranded in the orbit for 9 months. Wilmore and Williams originally planned a one-week mission when they launched abroad Boeing's first astronaut flight. The Narcotics Control Bureau, NCB, has seized a consignment of methamphetamine tablets worth 88 crore rupees and arrested four members of an international drug cartel in Imphal and Guwahati zones. Lauding the efforts of the NCB in a social media post, Union Home Minister Amit Shah said that the drug haul is a testament to the stellar performance of the bottom-to-top and top-to-bottom approach to investigation. He reiterated the Prime Minister Narendra Modi government's commitment to building a drug-free Bharat. Prasar Bharati has been honoured with the Hockey India Jamanlal Sharma Award for Invaluable Contribution 2024 at the Hockey India 7th Annual Awards 2024 in New Delhi. The award marks Prasar Bharati's tireless efforts in promoting and broadcasting hockey across the nation. At the function, Hockey India also felicitated the members of the victorious 1975 World Cup squad with the Hockey India Major Dhyan Chand Lifetime Achievement Award, along with a cash prize of 50 lakh rupees. In Maharashtra, the BJP today announced the names of three candidates for the 27th of March by-elections to five seats in the state legislative council. The party has fielded Sandeep Divakar Rao Joshi, former mayor of Nagpur, and a close aide of Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis, Sanjay Kishan Rao Kanekar, General Secretary of the State BJP unit, and former MLA Dada Rao Yadav Rao Kyeche for the council by-polls. The by-elections have been necessitated following the victory of five sitting members of the Legislative Council MLC in November 2024 Assembly polls. Padma Bhushan Ramakant Rath, one of the most renowned modernist poets in Uriya literature, passed away this morning at Bhubaneswar at the age of 91. His passing has cast a deep shadow of mourning over the literary world, marking the end of an era in Uriya literature. A 1957 batch IAS officer, Ramakant Rath also served as the Chief Secretary of Odisha and held several key positions in the Union government. And that is the end of this news bulletin.